You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day in the studio is the executive director for the Somerville High School Foundation, Jan E. Bear. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Mark.
I love your last name, the pronunciation, Jan E. Bear, representing the Somerville High School Foundation, which is the home of the
Bears.
Coincidence?
Yes. I was married to a French Canadian.
So. Got it. Okay. Tell us first, what is the Somerville High School Foundation?
Well, the foundation was founded in 2003 with a $100,000 grant from an alumnus. And so he wanted us to build sports fields, and we certainly have done that in our early days, girls softball field, the tennis courts, and we helped on the campaign to pass the bond for the renovation of the track and field. So we certainly have paid our dues in that area. And we also have a program now that has evolved where we give bear grants to teachers who are doing innovative and creative programs in their classrooms. And they fill out an application. It goes through a process that involves the school and the foundation. And if they're chosen for a grant, they get that money and use that for that program.
What is the student population of Somerville High School?
I think it's around 600, just short of 600 students.
But what an amazing close-knit community, always gathering around for the cause of Somerville High School.
Well, you know, I think Somerville is very fortunate because it has several nonprofits working on its behalf. Just to name a few, the Boosters, the Quarterback Club, the CAST, parents who support the performing arts and so on. And then the foundation, which supports arts, academics, and athletics, and we always have. So that's our mission, is to enhance education.
This Sunday night, the all-new Feed the Bears dinner and auction and Hall of Fame awards will take place at the hotel at Black Oak Casino Resort. That's this Sunday night. What makes this event all new?
Well, we had our event at Memorial Hall for many years, and we enjoyed that venue. It took a lot of work to put on that dinner. People involved with the foundation had to cook, do the bar, do all the cleanup, do all the staging. And frankly, we were exhausted at the end of that time. And so we decided to try something new, and we decided to move our event to Black Oak Casino. Our chair of the foundation, John Baldwin, has had a dream for many years to be able to reestablish the Hall of Fame, and talked to several leaders of the community and former people who were employed at Somerville High School, and we were able to create a community committee of 8 people who were also interested in seeing the Hall of Fame happen again. And it has a little bit of a twist. It's not just a sports Hall of Fame. It's going to be a Hall of Fame that supports arts, academics, and athletics. We hope to be able to go back and pick up some of the people that should have been nominated to the Hall of Fame from the mid-1980s forward. The committee itself wants the nominations for the Hall of Fame to come from the greater Somerville community, if you will. Alumni can nominate. Any member of the community can nominate. It's easy to get a form. The new forms will be up at the high school website, and that'll probably happen no later than December. We will have the new forms at our dinner on Sunday. We'll be passing those out to members that would like to see awards given for the Hall of Fame. We're going to honor 2 alumni from Somerville this year, and they were nominated from the community, not by the committee, and that was is Katie Tozer and Gabe Rice. And so their family members are going to come and represent them. Katie, of course, works in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She's a forest ranger and couldn't make the trip out. And sadly, Gabe passed away in 1997, so he's going to be honored posthumously. And the Ingalls family and his family will be coming to make sure that he gets the recognition he deserves.
Tell me about what the proceeds this Sunday night will go towards specifically this year.
Well, the proceeds go to our Bear Grant program and the operations of the foundation. And honestly, we don't need to fundraise a boatload of money, but we do need to fundraise about $40,000 to $50,000 a year to keep the foundation going. We have invested funds in past years, so we're solvent and protected into the future. For quite a while, but we do have programs that, you know, ask for our attention. One of the recent ones that we did was a Bear Grant for the mock trial program, which I am especially fond of because it teaches kids so much in one activity on several different academic levels, and the kids just seemed to love it. I was lucky enough to go and see their mock trial here in the county this year, this last winter, when they participated in a competition against Groveland, and it was just wonderful. It really was. The kids just were so professional and well-spoken.
For more information regarding the Somerville High School Foundation, is there a telephone number or maybe a website?
We have a website, somervillefoundation.org, or anyone can call me at any time at 209-536-9227.
I know the Feed the Bears Dinner and Auction and Hall of Fame Awards is a very popular event. Tickets are already sold. Is there any chance there's a couple of tickets left?
I could probably squeak a couple of people in, but not the thundering herd. We can only seat 220 people at Black Oak Casino, and we're right there. So.
All right. Anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Well, I'm happy that we're going to be at Black Oak Casino because one of my favorite groups is going to get to come and perform because the acoustics there are really great, and that is Jazz at 8.
We have been speaking with Jan Ebert, the executive director with the Somerville High School Foundation. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.